Hey loves, I'm Deandra, your fellow blogger and podcast host, talking all things lifestyle, giving you all of the real and everything in between, while also leaving you with some motivation at the end. So put on your crown, fill up your favorite cup, and enjoy, because you're tuned in to the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Hello, loves, and welcome back to another episode of the Black Princess Diaries podcast. How are you doing this Sunday or whatever day it is you're listening to this? I hope your weekend is well and it's going great and you're having fun, or you're just relaxing and kicking back and preparing for the week ahead. It's always important to just, you know, rejuvenate yourself and prepare for whatever is coming within the week, because, you know, life just throws curveballs at you. So you have to be prepared. So hopefully you guys are having a great day, a great weekend, great start to your week. Hopefully you are prepared for the season that is coming. If you do need some help preparing or figure out what you need to prepare, I don't really do this often, but a little shameless plug, I did write a recent blog post on 4 ways to help you prepare for the upcoming season. So if you do need help with that, then check out my recent blog post on theblackprincessdiaries.com, and hopefully those ways can help you prepare. And also, speaking of the fall, which is on September 22nd, so it's literally this week. So crazy that we're already transitioning from summer to fall. I feel like summer came and left really quick, but unfortunately we're going to have to say goodbye to summer and hello to fall, which I love summer the most, but you know, we just have to deal with the seasons changing because that's just what happens. But like I was saying, so September 22nd is the first day of fall, but also, I'm not sure how many people are aware of this, but apparently it is, I believe, American Businesswoman Day, which is amazing. And oh, also really quick, before I continue, I am recording this in the morning and it was quiet for a little bit, but there are little sounds from outside and neighbors and everything. And as I usually stop and wait, I'm just trying to record this and get this out because this is the morning that it's supposed to go out. So please ignore. And if you can't hear it, wonderful. And I probably just made this disclaimer for nothing. But anyways, continuing on. So one thing that I do love about being a blogger is that I love to find the different fun holidays and national days that are, I guess, made up. You know, people don't really acknowledge these holidays. They're just kind of just fun little holidays. You know, there's ice cream day, donut day, best friend day, things like that. And so I found out that September 22nd is American Businesswoman Day, and that is so amazing. I love anything girl boss, celebrating women, anything of the sort. So of course I'm going to love this day because hello, girl boss, woman boss, you know, all of that. I'm here for it. I love it. We love to celebrate it. We love to see it. So of course I had to just talk a little bit about that and center today's episode on celebrating your business, because I feel that as women, we don't always celebrate, or we don't celebrate as much as we should, or we kind of make something that we did seem small when in actuality it's really big and it's really a big deal. And honestly, I know the reason why for that. So I want to discuss the reason why first, because it's important to address, because as women alone, we go through a lot. Like, women go through so much. We deal with so much crap, so much, you know, mansplaining, so much just being, I guess, put to the bottom simply because we're women. We're seen as less than, we're seen as not as strong, not as smart. We have to work much harder just to prove ourselves. Like, there's so much. So it's so important to discuss why we may not celebrate our business or celebrate it as much or promote it as much or call it this little business instead of this big business. There's so many reasons. So it's so important to discuss that and discuss how women are looked at and how they're perceived, especially when it comes to the business world, especially when it comes to having that higher up position or being your own boss in total. So I kind of already mentioned a lot of the things, a lot of the reasons why women tend to not feel like they should celebrate themselves or celebrate their business in the way that they should, or the way that we should rather, and why we don't, you know, we don't promote it the way we should, why we don't talk about it the way we should, like we probably see men talk about it. Like men, they will talk about their business. They'll be like, you know, I'm the big boss, you know, I have my own company, I'm this, you know. And I feel like a lot of times when women are to talk about our own businesses and to talk about, you know, our accomplishments and what we've done, I feel like it's kind of put to the back. And I think it's the way that society tends to treat us, how society looks at us. And I think that it's like, okay, but are you married? But do you have kids? You know, all of this. And it's so crazy because we're more than just that, you know. And there are women out here who even have kids who are running their own businesses and they're handling everything. And I think a lot of times if you tell someone like, yeah, I'm married with kids and I own my own shop, people are like, oh my goodness, you're married with kids? And then maybe they'll be like, oh, that's great, you have a shop too. Like, wow, that must be crazy to handle. And it's just like, you know I don't want to get married to have kids or any of that, but I know if I did have that, I'd honestly want people to be like, oh my goodness, you have your own shop and you have kids and a husband? I know that's great. You know what I mean? Because it's like, you work hard for this and it seems like people don't acknowledge that, but you should acknowledge it. If people don't acknowledge it, you should acknowledge it. And I think society has in our brain that, especially with how, like, in the workforce, even women get lower pay. And I feel like, you know, take something as simple as going to get your car serviced. I think that there are men in the shop who are probably like, the second they see that a woman is coming in, it's like, it's time to give them the runaround. It's like, oh, you know, another one, we're gonna bag another one, let's send them all these charges, because she's not gonna know what we're talking about anyway. You know, it's just how we're looked at as society. And so of course, when it comes to business and being our own bosses, it's like, I literally own this, I started this from the ground up, you know, I have my own business meetings, I have a few people, or even maybe a lot of people if your business has boomed in that way, that I am even employing and that I have on payroll. You know, I worked so hard to get here, yet I'm still not looked at as, let's say, a man who probably did the same exact thing. And it's crazy because we did the same thing, we formed our own business from the ground up, but yeah, I'm still not getting acknowledged. Or maybe even depending on the different codes or whatever it is your business may be, there might be laws and codes and things that you've had to do in order to start up your business. You could even possibly have had a harder time to get things done versus maybe your male counterpart, simply because you're a woman, because there are people in charge who feel that women, you know, shouldn't be working, shouldn't be businesswomen, shouldn't be doing this. And there are men with that mindset who are in power who might make it a little bit harder and give you the runaround. And they know that you can't really do anything about it besides probably, you know, just deal with it and try and get it done. And it's really crazy to have to go through that, because it's like, all of this because I'm a woman trying to make my own money, trying to do my own thing, trying to boss up. It's so crazy that women go through that. But that's why this day is so important, because celebrate your business, sis. Celebrate it. There's so much that we go through as women. And to add in being a businesswoman, being a boss woman, it's out of this world. So celebrate yourself. It's not a little business, it's a big business. Women are always talked about how, you know, maybe we seem too cocky or whatever because, you know, or maybe manly, I don't even know, because we have big energy, quoting Lotto, we got big energy. And, you know, it's probably looked at as down upon. And it's like, whatever, we deserve to have our big energy. We have our big business. It doesn't matter if you're starting up and you're the only person working there, it's still your big business because you started, and that's simply it. And even if it's not quote unquote your big business yet, it will be. And it's your big business regardless, because you started, because you did what you needed to do to start it. You kept going. You worked hard just to start, just to be where you are now. And you're going to keep working to get where you're going to be. And you're going to eventually get to where you have business meetings with people you employed and where you're, you know, having thousands of orders or, you know, you're seeing all the revenue in the bank. You're going to get there. So regardless, even if it is not technically a big business yet, it will be a big business. So might as well start talking about it now. Like, this isn't a little this, a little that. I was watching a live of this woman who I love. She's this braider and I love to watch her. Her energy is amazing. She's always giving some type of good advice and she braids so quick. Like, her hands move like the speed of light. Her hands really move at like the speed of light. It's so amazing. And she's just, her energy is amazing. And she loves to put other braiders on, other hairstylists on. And so she was live on TikTok and she had someone live with her. And it was this young lady. And she opened her own beauty supply store. And apparently where she's at, there's not many. I think she said the nearest beauty supply is probably like an hour away, and I think it's a Sally's. Either it's a Sally's or there's only a Sally's there, and like to get to an actual, you know, beauty supply store, it's probably like a little over an hour away. So she opened a beauty supply store where she's at and it's so amazing. And so the lady who is on live with her, she told her, you know, show everyone the building and everything. And so she was talking and she was like, you know, here's my little area. And she stopped her. She was like, no, not little area, big. And that's something to remember, because we're always like, oh, this is just my little this, you know, I have my little area over here. It doesn't matter if you're talking about a desk area where all the work happens. No, this is my big desk area. This is my big packing station. It doesn't matter what you're talking about. If you're talking about your phone that you take orders on, whatever, you use your phone, you have a big business. See, I was, almost said it myself. You have a big business phone. Like, this is my big business phone where I take all my big orders and I make the big magic happen. Like, you have to, it doesn't matter what you're talking about, you have to speak that because you are a business woman. And that is so important. All right. You are a businesswoman. That's important. I promise you, these people who are in corporate, they're not talking about little anything. And I promise you, they're celebrating all the revenue they got in that they probably didn't earn because they're probably not even paying their workers enough. But I promise you, they still have those drinks multiple nights in a row. So you should do the same. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate American Business Woman Day on the 22nd because you deserve it. You deserve it for being the boss woman that you are, no matter what your business is. So I encourage you on September 22nd, which is this week, I encourage you to celebrate and to just acknowledge that you did this. You opened this business. It doesn't matter where you are. You opened this business. You are a woman in the business industry with your own business and you're working, you're doing it, and you're going to keep doing it. And show people, show the doubters who say you can't do this because you're a woman. Well, I bet you won't last. Whatever doubts, whatever negative things people might have said to you just because you're a woman, you're going to show the haters that I did this and I didn't do it because I flaunted, you know, my boobs or I did whatever. Because people love to downplay and love to say that you use your body or your looks to get where you are. No, I didn't get here because of my body. I didn't get here because of my looks. I got here because I'm capable, because I put in hard work, and because I didn't stop. And I had faith in myself even when you and anyone else did. So that is all for today, loves. I hope you guys again are having a happy Sunday. I hope you guys are staying safe and I hope you are going to have a great week ahead, and I will talk to you all next time. Thanks, love, for tuning in. Be sure to give us a rating and your feedback. We love to hear your thoughts. Are you following us on social media? Check us out on Instagram at TDPDPodcast and be a part of the fun. You can also check our website in the description where you can read blog posts, check out other links, and even listen to more podcast episodes. Until next time.